And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start this week overseas, where the U.S.-Iran peace deal is unraveling pretty quickly. Over the weekend, Iran fired missiles and drones at two American bases, one in Kuwait, one in Bahrain, after U.S. forces struck Iranian missile sites near the Strait of Hormuz, which carries a fifth of the world's oil. There were no American casualties, thank God, but it's the second clash since the two sides signed a peace deal earlier in the month, and Trump's warning was pretty blunt. You keep it up, and the Islamic Republic of Iran will no longer exist. Closer to home, a federal judge blocked the administration from expanding a system states use to verify new voters are citizens. Judge Sparkle, she's a Biden appointee, and she ruled the upgraded database broke federal privacy law. And Homeland Security accused the court of blocking it from fixing a problem the left insists doesn't even exist. The program is still running. It just can't keep non-citizens off the voter rolls, which was the whole point to begin with. A new study out of Oregon should stop every one of us in our tracks. Combing insurance records for nearly 900,000 teens, researchers found that by age 17, about 1 in 240 girls was on testosterone. Activists are spinning every single one of these numbers, saying if it's low, the worry's overblown, and if it's high, kids are finally getting care. So heads they win, tails you're a bigot. As the Manhattan Institute put it, a theory every result confirms isn't science. It's just ideology shielding itself. And speaking of science, bit to fit a narrative, in California, abortion doctor Mitchell Crinan testified in the state's case against pro-life pregnancy centers. The case rests on the claim that abortion pill reversal doesn't work. And asked to swear that under oath, he couldn't. He scoffed that you can't draw a conclusion from 10 patients moments before it emerged that his own study started with just 12. Reports of cancel culture's death were a bit premature. Disgraced stars are quietly being welcomed back, unless they lean right, in which case it roars to life. Comedian Nate Bargatze, who never touches politics, recently snapped a picture with Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at a White House event, and you can cue the outrage. And fellow comedians have been blasting him and his words ever since, saying that he's palling around with fascists. So a selfie's a hate crime now, but only in one direction. And we'll close with news that needs no commentary. In Arizona, sisters Riley Rumsey and Kayla Strickland were pregnant at the same time, due a week apart. Then this month, they delivered the very same day at the same hospital with the same doctor, two boys of identical weight, 8 pounds, 6 ounces. So there's cousins who'll grow up more like twins. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.